Two state and federal ministers are refusing to endorse a national plan to reduce alcohol-related harm, alleging it's become tainted by the alcohol industry. The National Alcohol Strategy was meant to be finalised in 2018, after 5 years of preparation. But some experts involved in drafting the strategy are now warning the version awaiting COAG approval has lost its teeth. Background Briefings obtained a leaked copy of that plan, and it reveals a watering down of commitments to tackling alcohol harm. And a warning, there is some strong language in this story. Catherine Gregory reports.
Can you please stop? Why not just go home instead of waiting around doing jack shit?
Hello, Tony Matthews.
This is what an alcohol and drug detox facility is like.
You don't need to show.
St Vincent's Hospital in Sydney has provided unprecedented access inside the Gorman unit to witness the realities of alcohol withdrawal.
Well, we call security and have you removed that. We're not here to tolerate this sort of abuse.
Without medical supervision, alcohol detox can be more dangerous than coming off heroin or ice.
Because of the risk of withdrawals or seizures and things like that, we often recommend that people don't try and cease drinking before coming in.
That's nurse manager Rachel Middleton.
Because if they try and stop suddenly, they could have acute withdrawals at home, they could have a withdrawal seizure. So people do generally continue drinking right up until the time that they come in.
So at this stage we're having a man about to be wheeled in a wheelchair because he's that drunk?
Yes, but often, you know, we do get people arrive quite intoxicated who might need to come in with a wheelchair.
This is the coalface of Australia's alcohol epidemic. More than 6,000 people die from alcohol-induced disease, violence and harm a year. The costs associated with that, as well as crime, productivity loss and road accidents, tallies up to a bill of more than $14 billion a year. And yet, Australia hasn't had a national alcohol strategy to deal with the problem for almost a decade. It's been repeatedly delayed, and we were meant to have one last year.
The alcohol industry consistently has been able to be involved in the policy making, and that's why we don't have effective alcohol policies in Australia.
That's Peter Miller, a professor of addiction studies at Deakin University. He helped put together one of the initial drafts of the National Alcohol Strategy about 5 years ago. A draft was eventually released for public consultation in December 2017, but the alcohol industry retaliated because it hadn't been involved in the process. Health Minister Greg Hunt then invited industry representatives to a roundtable to discuss the strategy in July last year with policymakers and health experts. Professor Miller was there.
It's very rare that we get the opportunity to debate the industry in public because usually their work is all done behind the scenes, and they turned up and were virtually completely silent.
Sources from the roundtable have told the ABC that all attendees were invited for further private meetings with government and bureaucracy about the strategy. They didn't hear anything further about the strategy's progress. But Background Briefing has got a leaked copy of the revised draft strategy, which was sent to state and territory ministers for approval at the beginning of this year. And it's quite different to the one that was made public before the industry got involved. Michael Thorne is the chief executive of the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education.
It's so disappointing to see that the industry has had such influence on government when it comes to the drafting of this current strategy, or at least the draft that it is circulating around governments in this country at the moment.
So what are some of the differences? Well, firstly, the original draft strategy that went for consultation specifically said the alcohol industry would not be a part of the alcohol reference group, which influences policy decisions. It also said Australia does not support any ongoing role for industry in developing national alcohol policy. Both those references were deleted from the revised copy that's sitting with the ministers. Instead, paragraphs are inserted talking about the important role of industry. Brian Fry, the chair of Alcohol Beverages Australia, the body which represents the industry, says there's nothing untoward about industry's role.
So my view is if you have an industry that has nearly 500,000 jobs associated with it, plus a huge amount of taxation, $6.5 billion, plus an enormous amount of export revenue, then to have a national alcohol strategy which actually impacts industry quite heavily, and not at least have some industry consultation makes absolutely no sense. And yes, we were upset at that. And we believe that the second draft that does have consultation in that is a much stronger and more robust strategy document.
Brian Fry wouldn't tell me what Alcohol Beverages Australia contributed to the revised strategy.
Out of respect to the government, I don't particularly want to comment publicly on all the things that were discussed, because I think that I want to make sure that there is a certain level of confidentiality.
The new draft also reframes Australia's relationship with alcohol from it being associated with a harmful culture to being an intrinsic part of it and playing a central role in our social lives. The revised draft has also watered down sections referring to price control and taxation proposals and has moved responsibility for the strategy from the more independent bureaucracy to federal ministers. On top of that, it reframes harmful drinking as excessive consumption, when official data says that around 20% of us are actually drinking at risky levels that could cause cancer.
The evidence is now so strong. There is no such thing as safe levels of drinking. We need the public to understand that, and that our governments and bureaucrats aren't pushing that message clearly in a national alcohol strategy is frightening.
These revisions to the strategy are causing delay. At least five jurisdictions have not yet backed it. The ACT and Western Australia are refusing to endorse it because they think it's been weakened by industry involvement.
Minister Hunt now needs to re-examine both his conscience and the evidence in relation to reducing the levels of alcohol-related harm and really go back to the source and the objective of what we're trying to do here.
That's the WA Health Minister, Roger Cook.
We need to do what we think is necessary to reduce the negative impact of alcohol on our community. Now, if that creates some discomfort for the industry, well, that's simply a fact of life.
The ACT Health Minister, Rachel Stephen-Smith, makes a similar point.
We believe that industry inclusion in strategy governance presents a commercial conflict of interest.
The Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt, declined an interview for this story. In an email, Background Briefing specifically asked what sort of meetings he's had with industry over the strategy. But in a statement, a spokesperson for Minister Hunt said the Morrison government is committed to reducing alcohol-related harm for all Australians.
And that report by Background Briefing's Catherine Gregory.